exposed, vulnerable. This describes many of the children and women in Afghanistan. I want to share with you what I heard today from our friend Deborah. For their safety, we've masked the voice.
There are many widows in Afghanistan. Some have been widowed due to COVID, others due to war and extremists. Life is hard for each one of these women. One woman's husband is actually still alive, but he has become an extremist, and she has to hide from him because he wants to take the kids away and threaten to harm her. A 19-year-old orphan called me recently to mourn the anniversary of her father's death. I wanted to share Jesus with her, but somehow I couldn't bring myself to do it. I have regretted it often since. But just this week, I was able to share with another woman, whom I will call Farah, who was so hungry to accept Jesus that she was asking me how. She wept as she prayed with me to become a follower of Christ. Please pray with me for Farah. Satan often attacks people physically after they become believers. Pray for protection over her, physically, mentally, and spiritually. Pray she could have access to the Word of God. Pray for the remaining widows and children throughout Afghanistan, that they would be open to God's work in their heart, and that God would send workers to share God's love with them. Pray for me and others outside of the country to be bold each time we have opportunity to share about the love of Jesus with these ladies.
We have heard from one voice in Afghanistan. Now let's pray together right now with one voice for these precious people. Lord, you have promised to be with the widow and the orphan, and we ask and pray for so many who have lost fathers and husbands due to COVID, war, and extremist action. We pray for this woman now who has a husband, but he is trying to find her and chase her and take her children and harm her. We pray that you will bring your people alongside her to protect her and keep her safe. We ask for this orphan who Deborah wanted to share Christ with. God, give her another opportunity to do so and bring this child into your people. For Farah, who now knows you, Jesus, keep her safe and give her access to the Word and other believers to embolden and encourage her, protect her from the attacks of the enemy. And for so many widows and children throughout Afghanistan, open their eyes to your Word, open their eyes to your Spirit. And for Deborah and all of us, make us bold to always share you wherever we are. Amen.
One Voice is brought to you by Prayercast, a ministry of One Way. For more resources and to join the global prayer movement, visit prayercast.com.